Live from the geographic center of the United States in Belle Fourche, South Dakota, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, lawyer, statesman, musician, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man who could have dated either Betty or Veronica, Richard J. Ringhausen. And are you ready? Daredevil, marksman, sculptor, the seven-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who still has a glow-in-the-dark statue of St. Christopher on his dashboard, the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen. Oh, good to talk to you, Alan.
What is this town we've landed in?
The geographic center of the United States.
It is not.
Yeah, if you count Alaska and Hawaii. If you don't count Alaska and Hawaii, then it's actually in Kansas.
There you go. And what about the population center? That's somewhere around Kansas too, isn't it?
I think so. That's if you took all the people and balanced them on like a plate, where it would balance. I think that's Kansas.
Good enough for me.
Good enough for me, too.
All right, I got something for you. It's the Myers-Briggs and Stratton Personality Inventory. A set of 25 interesting questions that will tell us everything that we need to know about you.
Okay. Hey, before you do that, Rick.
Yeah.
You know, we're using this new program, this new electronic thing.
Yeah.
To upload these podcasts. And at the start of it now, you know, before, it was just we started whenever I pressed the button, right?
But that is correct.
Now this thing has this countdown, and it counts down 4, 3, 2, 1. And all I can think of is the movie Wayne's World, when they're recording in the studio, and they count it down, and everybody nods their head as they count. I'm nodding my head. 1, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, here's my question for you. All right.
Yeah.
Frankenstein or Dracula?
Frankenstein or Dracula? Do I want to be him, or just do I have a preference, or?
No, there's no real explanation on the Briggs and Stratton personality inventory.
Which one I choose.
And then you just have to justify it, yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with Dracula.
I think so, too. You know, Frankenstein, he's kind of a
big, dumb monster.
Yeah, whereas Dracula, he's around for a million years. He's not immortal, is he?
Who?
Frankenstein.
I don't know that he's immortal.
I mean, I understand, that he's a monster and all that, but, when you get right down to it, he's just another human being that's been stitched together. There's no reason why he won't die of old age or cancer at some point.
Right. And plus, he's really not all there, is he?
No, he's a little shy.
Dracula, he's got his mind about him, and he's thinking about what he's doing.
Yeah, I agree. I think Dracula's the correct answer there, too. Go-kart or mini-bike?
I want the mini-bike.
Yeah, I think mini-bike, you have a lot more options as to where you can go, right?
Yeah, you can ride that through the woods, up and down hills, over rough terrain. Go-kart, depending upon the clearance of your go-kart, you're only going so many places with it.
Yeah, and if you ride it down the highway, you're sitting pretty low to the ground for someone to spot you.
Well, you're asking for trouble.
I agree with you on this one, too. Let's see. Toothache or headache?
I'd rather have a headache.
Yeah, I think so, too. Toothache.
Toothaches can be pretty intense, man. And there's always something ahead. Once you get a toothache, you're probably going to go to the dentist. If you get a headache, you take a couple of Tylenols and you're done.
Yeah, but you know, the toothache, you go to the dentist, he fixes it, and you're done too.
Yeah, but after a lot more cost and pain. What, you think that a headache is caused by a tumor? Most headaches, they go away in no time at all.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
I'm going to go Star Wars.
I don't know. Star Trek, I think Star Trek's actually got a bigger franchise than Star Wars. Star Trek's got as many movies plus a whole bunch of TV shows.
Yeah, and the TV shows were pretty cheesy. I mean, Star Wars, you know, when it came out, it was the movie of that. You know, there was nothing like it. Whereas with the Star Trek movie, it was after you'd already lived through the cheesy TV show.
No, you're probably right. Let's see. Here's an easy one. Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
Yeah.
I don't think I even have to explain that.
No, you really don't. New York City or L.A.?
New York.
More so than L.A.? You have more celebrities in L.A.
Yeah, but I think New York is more compact. Yeah, and you can get to a lot more of the stuff in a shorter distance. You don't have to drive everywhere you go all the time. You know, you just get in a, hop on the subway or get in a cab or whatever.
Yeah, L.A., you almost have to have a car to exist in L.A.
It's pretty spread out. And the other thing is how many celebrities are you actually interacting with, Rick?
Have you been to L.A.?
I've been to L.A. and I've been to New York.
Have you ever seen a celebrity? Have you ever seen a celebrity in L.A.?
Yeah.
Who'd you see?
Dudley Moore.
Okay. Did you ever see a celebrity in New York?
Yeah.
Who?
Kay Ballard. Oh, well, and I tell you, another one I saw in the restaurant there one time was Anthony Quinn.
Wow. You know, you all these, do you never see anybody young, do you?
No.
Wow. I saw two celebrities. One was in Washington, D.C., Joan Collins. I saw Joan Collins.
Young. And
I saw Joan Collins in church on Easter.
She goes to church?
She went to church that day at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And I saw...
she's praying for all the bad shows she did. All right.
I saw Connie Stevens on the Gateway Arch.
Like she's any younger either. I mean, wow.
Well, to the extent I've seen celebrity, and I saw Bulldog Brown once.
We saw him together.
Yeah, and Harden. Wow, we need a better class of celebrities, I think.
Well, I saw Crystal Gayle in Harden, Illinois.
Oh, I saw Bowser, Sean Anand in Harden.
Interviewed him.
All right, I got another question for you. Banjo or the accordion?
I'm going to have to go with the accordion.
That's just mean. You're just doing that to be mean.
Yes, I am.
You know that when Sue and I got...
When I'm thinking of banjo or accordion is which one would make a better weapon for bludgeoning the player?
You remember when I got married, right, out in Boston?
I was there.
And afterwards, you know, after they had the reception, they actually had a party at Sue's dad's house. And he hired someone to go around and play play Italian songs on the accordion. I don't know if you remember that or not.
No.
I was just wondering, where would you even begin to look for something like that?
Rick, I don't think I was invited to that event.
It was back when you drank still, so you might have been there and you didn't know.
I probably got in there and said, holy crap, there's an accordion player. Give me another drink.
Let's see. Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Okay.
Wonder why? Because it tastes better.
Okay, here's one. Left-handed or red-haired?
What?
It says left-handed or red hair.
Oh, jeez. Both are cursed. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I know anybody left-handed or anybody red-haired.
Well, Kathy's left-handed. And Jeff Gettin's kids are all red-haired.
Yes, I know. I don't see where being left-handed is quite as unique as being red-headed. I'll go red-headed. Although, you know, they say that within 200 years, there will be no more redheads.
What about left-handed people? Isn't that getting bred out of the population, too?
I don't think so.
You ever shake hands with a left-handed person? Shake hands with the wrong hand ever?
No, because there's more of us than there are of them.
Yeah, but if you meet someone whose like right arm is in a sling, do you do the left-handed handshake then?
Nope, it's their problem.
That's tough. The Pillsbury Doughboy or the Quaker Oats guy?
Well, I like the Pillsbury Doughboy. I think it would be quite enjoyable to poke him in the stomach.
What percentage of the people if they, what percentage of the people if they met the Pillsbury Doughboy as a celebrity would feel that they had the right to push him in the stomach?
Hey, he put it out there. He put it on TV.
They say
there's no hiding from that.
They say that pregnant women, their biggest complaint is that people think it's okay to touch them, to like pat their bellies. Okay. That you wouldn't do that to a non-pregnant woman, but you feel that it's okay to do it to a pregnant woman.
I don't feel that's okay.
I don't either. I didn't say it was. I'm just telling you a fact of life there.
Okay.
Broken arm or broken leg?
Oh, broken arm.
Oh, no, I'd rather have a broken leg. You know, broken leg, you know, use crutches and you get around, but your arms, you're still free to do everything else, like shoot baskets or, you know, write or type. You know, you got a broken arm, man. You're suffering.
Yeah, broken leg, it's harder to get around a lot. You can't, it makes it harder to drive. You know, you can drive one-handed pretty easy.
You had a broken arm, right?
I've had broken arms and broken legs both, and I prefer the broken arm. Yeah, I mean, you can still do a lot of shit with a broken arm.
I guess you've had personal experience, so I'll give you that one. Chocolate or peanut butter?
Chocolate.
Yeah, I think so, too. Peanut butter.
You put chocolate on a whole lot of stuff. But really, peanut butter, you're only going to mix peanut butter with so many things. And usually it's chocolate.
You know, they say peanut butter is good for your scalp. Did you know that?
By eating it or rubbing it on it?
Rubbing it on it.
Rubbing peanut butter on your scalp is good for your scalp in what way? It's going to make you grow hair or it's going to make your
skin... Yeah, I guess. Reduces like dandruff and the sores on your head and grows hair.
Let me see if I've got this straight. You've been rubbing peanut butter on your head because you have dandruff and sores all over it? Are you a leper?
Now, nervous sores on your head is kind of a thing that runs in the family.
I think that if you had nervous sores on your head and you start rubbing peanut butter on it, they're going to put you away for that kind of thing, aren't they?
Not if you pass the Briggs & Stratton personality inventory.
Okay.
Apples or peaches?
Apples.
Well, you sell a lot more peaches nowadays, though, don't you?
I didn't talk about selling them. I'm talking about my preference for eating And I'll take an apple any day.
Yeah, they don't make as much of a mess. You can eat an apple just about anywhere. You can eat an apple while you're driving. You could be a one-armed person with your arm in a cast and your other hand free and eat an apple and drive with the one hand.
And the other thing is, when it comes to harvesting those two fruits, I'll take an apple immediately. Picking peaches, horrible.
Yeah. Nobody that's not picked peaches has any notion as to how horrible it is.
No. Always hot. Peach fuzz is flying in the air. You're all sweaty. The peach fuzz sticks to you.
And peaches, when you get a rotten one or something, they're sticky. You get stickiness.
Yeah, go right to it. It's terrible. You step on one. You get hit the side of the head with one.
Hey, before we go any further, I think I've got a commercial.
Okay.
All right. Ready for commercial? Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by the St. Britta Holy Water Filtration Pitcher. How far do you have to go for fresh, wonderful holy water? Just as far as your refrigerator. Simply fill the pitcher with regular tap water. This remarkable pitcher does the rest. It's a patented filter, redacts chlorine, water hardness, copper and lead, and a special recorded blessing from a priest of the Archdiocese of Jakarta, Indonesia, makes your water spiritually refreshing. Why drink regular water when you can drink holy water? You know you need all the help you can get. Remember that St. Britta with two T's, the St. Britta Holy Water Filtration Pitcher. Get yours today. This product has not been approved by the Roman Catholic Church. You ever drink holy water?
Well, are you talking about the holy water, that little dish that everybody dips their fingers into when they go into church?
That's the one. Yeah. You know, here's something for you. You know,
they don't have that.
What?
The little thing where you dip your fingers into holy water and cross yourself.
What about it?
They don't have it at our church anymore.
Since when?
It's not there.
Well, every other Catholic church I've ever been to still has them. My question for you is, a guy who gripes about sticking your hand in a bowl of communal M&Ms, how do you bring yourself to dip yourself into the holy water font?
I don't.
No wonder you're the
way. Bear makes you cross and go sit down.
No wonder you're the way you are. Okay, personality inventory. You ready for some more?
Rick?
Yeah.
At communion times, you drink wine out of the cup that 100 other people have already put their faces on?
I can.
I can't. I can't do it.
Jesus wouldn't let you get a disease from that. Let's see. That's an official statement of the church, by the way, too. M&M's or Skittles?
M&M's. I'm old school.
But you have to have your own bag, right?
Well, yeah. When anybody, coming straight out of church after having dipped their fingers into fire, holy water and then reaching in my bag of M&Ms, that ain't happening.
I guess. George Washington or Abe Lincoln?
George.
Over Abe? The Illinois guy? The Illinois lawyer?
He wasn't born here.
He set up shop and here. Illinois is the land of Lincoln. You know, I remember my kids coming home from school one day when they were in grade school. They said, you know, we were talking about Abe Lincoln today. They said he was a lawyer in Illinois. And I said, just like my dad. Got to make you feel good when your kid compares you to Abe Lincoln.
Okay.
You know, what you say to that, do you?
I say that your children were young and naive and didn't know any better.
Well, no, they were smarter back then. Okay. Hitler or Stalin?
Neither.
Well, that's not one of the options.
Then I guess I'm going to go Stalin, at least for a little bit of time. He was on the right side.
They say Stalin killed more people, though.
They say
Mao Zedong killed more than both of them.
Okay. Is he on the list, too?
No, they don't have Mao Zedong on here.
Okay.
But I think they should. But
they both come off as creepy. I don't really want to choose either one of them.
No, I don't either. It's interesting, though, to me, what I find fascinating about that choice is that both of those horrible people lived at the exact same time.
Yeah, that's true.
Gateway Arch or Statue of Liberty?
Statue of Liberty.
Oh, you're a traitor to your hometown.
I haven't lived in St. Louis.
You ever been up the Statue of Liberty?
Nope.
You ever been up the Gateway Arch?
Yep.
Okay. Just checking. Cortez or Columbus?
I'd go with Cortez.
Yeah, I know. You're a big fan of Cortez.
I am. He did some impressive work.
He's kind of controversial down there, though, you know.
And Columbus isn't controversial?
Well, yeah, probably. Mr. Howell or the professor?
I'm going to go with Mr. Howell.
I think being a billionaire or millionaire is a much better thing than being a whatever professor he was. I don't even know if he was professor at a university, was he?
They never really clarified that.
Where he was professor at. I think they made some reference in one of the movies, but that's not really canon, is it?
No.
Let's see. Let's see what I've missed here. Chocolate or vanilla?
Oh, my God, chocolate.
You know, I'll order vanilla ice cream almost every place I go. We'll go up to some restaurant or whatever, and they'll say what kind, and the kids will all get out, and they'll be like, stand there looking at 15 different types of ice cream in all different colors and stuff. You know, and stand there for 5 minutes trying to decide, and then it gets to me, I say, vanilla, and they all look at you like, oh.
I can see that with you, though, because you have no character. You're kind of dull. So vanilla suits you.
Here's something that just crossed my mind, but it's kind of unrelated to the Biggs and Stratton test. But have you ever like been in line at drive-thru, like at a McDonald's, right, with someone, and when you pull up and say, okay, what do you want? And they say, well, let me look at the menu first. When it's the exact same menu that it's been for 50 years. You see, I experienced this in life.
Obviously, you're talking about your wife. But the thing is, you look at that menu, and it's not that there's any surprises anymore. It's like, well, what do I want today? Maybe I'm going to venture away from what I normally have. Now, I'm not going to have the quarter pounder with cheese this time. I'm going to go with the filet of fish. Or I'm going to go, you know what I haven't had in a really long time? I haven't had a Big Mac. So I'm going to go with the Big Mac today.
Yeah, but you see, I think you could be making these decisions before you look at the menu. I mean, you know what's on there. You should have this in hand, drive up and say, two cheeseburgers and a fish.
Okay, here's at least you should do this much. You could say, you order first. And that's your last-ditch effort to make up your mind in the time it takes the other person to go ahead and get their order. Okay, I want a quarter pounder with cheese. What do you want?
Okay, well, I'll just add one to the list here. Quarter pounder with cheese or Big Mac?
Quarter pounder with cheese.
Can you eat a Big Mac and drive?
I can eat and drive.
Make a big mess, though.
I can eat soup and drive. I can eat spaghetti and meatballs and drive.
Hockey or basketball?
Basketball.
Oh, my God, no. I mean, they're both horribly boring sports where they just run back and forth the whole time. But hockey's got more violence in it.
Is that what your life is based on? The most violence that you can do?
Well, if you're going to watch one of those two, like, let's say you threw soccer in as the third choice on that.
Soccer's not even a sport, is it?
No, it is. Like European football.
No, what I'm basing my choice of basketball over hockey on is March Madness. I love watching that. College.
Are you better at playing hockey or basketball?
I'm better at basketball.
See, I'm sure I was better at hockey.
I'm sure you weren't. Either that or you're just abysmal at basketball.
I think I mentioned this once, but I'll mention it again. When we were moving out of Hardin to Jerseyville, we were cleaning out the house. I found baseball gloves. And me and Alex, my son, we're going to go out and play catch baseball, right? And I played a lot of baseball as a young man, and I start going back and forth. And it turns out that I had to move closer to him to be able to throw it that far, that my throw wasn't that good. And I told Dad that story. He says, well, you weren't ever really very good at baseball.
He's right.
Man, your own dad?
Yeah.
Like he played a lot of baseball. I don't remember ever seeing my dad play baseball.
I don't either.
George or Kramer? George Costanza.
I'm going to go with Kramer.
I think he's more.
He's more interesting.
But George actually had a job. He held jobs for a while.
Okay, so I like the idea of not having a job.
That's like retirement. What I found about this whole retirement thing is at least once a day, either Sue or I will ask the other one what day of the week it is.
Wow. Yeah, weren't you doing that before you retired? What day is it? Where am I?
Yeah, but that was when I asked my secretary every day. What's up today, Kayla?
What day is it? What?
I will say that was the beauty about being employed and having a professional assistant, right? They don't call them secretaries anymore. Caleb Rangenberg, carpenter now. Was my professional assistant. And I'd walk in every day and she'd just tell me what I was supposed to do and where I was supposed to do it.
Did you have an intercom on your desk? Kayla, get in here and do my work for me.
No, you just shout that through the door. Okay. Groundhog Day or April Fool's Day?
Oh, God, they're both a waste of time. I'm not going to choose either one. I hate them both. I'd go with Groundhog's Day.
Just because of the movie.
Yeah.
Do you ever do April Fool's Day tricks on people?
No.
Did you ever?
Okay. Nope.
Never?
Nope.
You never April fooled your children or your wife?
Nope. I just don't like the principle of it all.
Why don't you just stick in the mud?
Yes, I am.
Some friend of mine said that they lived in that.
Whoa, back up.
What?
Acquaintance of yours.
Yeah, all right. Some acquaintance of mine lived up in that town. I think it's Woodstock, Illinois, where they filmed Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And they said that what was the woman's name in that movie that was the lead? Andie MacDowell, right?
Yeah.
Said she was like the nicest person you ever met. That the townspeople were extras, they used a lot of them, and that she was just friendly and talked to all of them, and that Bill Murray was like the biggest jerk in the world.
Okay. Well, he was the star.
I guess he was just trying to be in character, right?
I also have a friend who lives in Woodstock, Illinois.
An acquaintance.
And he said just the opposite, that Bill Murray was great, and this Andie MacDowell was just stuck up, had her nose in the air the whole time.
You're kidding. Who's your friend? Who's your acquaintance in Woodstock that said that?
Rick, I'm taking the liberty of making the show interesting.
Oh, so you're just,
I am Woodstock, Illinois.
Wide.
I don't know anybody outside of like a 10-mile radius of where I live. That's it. I don't know anybody else.
You know, I listened to that Sparky Gatton story you told last week.
Yeah.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah. You don't know who he is, but yeah, he's fine.
You know, I asked Suzanne that. I said, you know, if I had like some major cardiac event, because, you know, I have heart issues, right? Yeah. My AFib. I said, would you be able to do CPR to save me, to bring me back?
She said, why would I try? You're insured.
You know, I've had this heart condition for what? 20 years now, 25 years. You would think that at some point she would have learned CPR, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you think that would have been an important thing for her?
I think she's telling you something, Rick. I don't know if it's an important thing for her. It would be an important thing for you.
Would Sarah save your life?
She already has.
Wow, is she like standing in the room with you?
She's monitoring these programs now.
Just as a news thing, we have over 4,000 listens now on the podcast.
4,000 listens on this podcast. Look how many people we've abused.
I know. Isn't that interesting? To think that someone tuned in 4,000 times to listen to this.
One person.
Kind of astonishing. Just listen to them all. All right. Well, it's that time. So,
well, wait a minute.
What
happened to me? What kind of personality do I have?
Oh, it says you're an app. It says you're an idiot. You know, I gave that to Suzanne. That was the same score she got. See you later from Rick Gator
and Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes, because there aren't any.